This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, the second time the president has been impeached in his term. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president will be out of office at this time next week, but Gerald Nadler and Democrats say he should be removed now, blaming him as the one who incited last week's Capitol riot.
And who remains a grave danger to the nation.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says the president does bear responsibility for the attack.
He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
But McCarthy says impeachment is not the answer. Several Republicans say they will vote to remove the president. But if he is impeached, a Senate trial almost certainly will not happen until after Joe Biden's inauguration, with the spokesman saying GOP Chief Mitch McConnell will not call an emergency session before then. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of Human Rights Watch said on Wednesday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should bring fundamental change to American policy on human rights and allow criminal investigations of President Donald Trump to show that the president is not above the law. Kenneth Roth lamented what he called 4 years of Trump's indifference and often hostility to human rights and his support for autocratic leaders and dictators in ways that eroded U.S. credibility.
The election of Joe Biden provides an opportunity for a fundamental change. But it's important to recognize that a Biden presidency alone is not a panacea.
Roth's comments came as Human Rights Watch issued its annual World Report 2021 that chronicles concerns about human rights in more than 100 countries around the world. Find more at our website.